Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Profit from Your Competitors. Here's how. Why? Because, you know, if you do joint ventures with your competitors, then you may be able to work together to make both your businesses successful. The thing is, you want someone who has a product that complements yours and works with your product. Say, for instance, if you're a pet store, you want to partner with a company that sells accessories for pets. So, I have been up against tough competition all my life. I wouldn't know how to get along without it. And this was said by Walt Disney. Plain and simple. The reason I have been successful in so many different niches in an online world, specifically in the Inbox magazine world, is because I know my competitors. And I know them inside out. I subscribe to them and keep tabs on just about everything they do. One of the fastest, easiest, and cheapest ways to learn more about your competition is by searching for them on Google. Not only will Google help you discover if there are other Inbox magazines out there covering the same topic, but Google also helps you uncover any forums or other online communities that reach your main target market. And the fact of the matter is you need to know who your target market is. First of all, don't think of your competition as something bad that can discourage you from starting your own Inbox magazine. Instead, think of your competition as a way to verify your market that can be lucrative and as a way to see what works. You want to see what your competitors are doing, right? So you can mimic that. You also want to see what your competitors might be missing so you can fill that need. Two heads are better than one. Basically, you want to identify two categories of competition, direct and indirect competitors. A direct competitor is someone selling the same thing to the same market in the same way as you. If you're marketing an Inbox magazine targeted at folks with back pain and somebody else also offers an Inbox magazine targeted at folks with back pain, then they're selling the exact same thing in the exact same market in the exact same way. That's a direct competitor. If somebody is a direct competitor, don't look at him or her as a threat. Think of them as a possible panelist for your Inbox magazine or even a possible partner in a joint venture. Don't ever be the person who says, I don't want to have anything to do with that company because they're selling something similar. One of the reasons why Agora is such an enormously successful company is because of the cooperation and cross-promotion among the different companies within Agora. there are approximately 25 multiple financial publishing companies inside Agora. Since they're all pretty much selling the same information, they're direct competitors to each other. Yet they all cooperate. They're panelists and joint venture partners for one another. That's the way that you should be thinking about competitors too. If you're selected the right market, then the people in that market will be passionate and enthusiastic about it. They're not just going to subscribe to just one source. People passionate and excited about golf might subscribe to three different golf magazines. Each golf magazine competes with the others, but they can reach the exact same subscriber at the same time. Direct competitors may be targeting your exact same market, but they can be allies to help all of you achieve greater success by cooperating. As a trainer in the HR field, I often get magazines on psychology and training and development. And also, I will get magazines from meeting planners because they hire trainers and speakers. And often, you will find the same people advertising in all those magazines. Why? Simply for one reason. Not only are they the direct competitors of each other, but they know who their market is. They know who their target market is. And they know that professionals are going to read as many magazines as possible that can keep them abreast of what's going on in their field, what changes are coming about, what new products are coming online. So the idea is, how are you going to react? You want to know who your competitors are. And you want to work with your competitors because you know what? What you have today may serve that person that is their customer, but what if you have a customer that you can't serve, but they move over to the other one, the other company? It's always interchangeable that companies will buy from more than one person or more than one company. So the competition becomes greater but equal at the same time. Same product, different product. While direct competitors are trying to reach the same market, an indirect competitor is somebody who is selling something different but targeting the same market. If you're targeting folks with back pain or indirect, an indirect competitor might be yoga lovers. They are selling something different to your same customers. Indirect competitors are not bad. As a matter of fact, your indirect competitors may end up being your best business opportunities. The owners of your indirect competition should see you as synergistic, not threatening. Even though you're both targeting the same market, you're doing it with different products or services. As a result, people who like one product or service will likely want a related product or service as well. If someone suffers from back pain, they may be interested in mattresses to relieve back pain, medicine that relieves back pain, stretching exercise instructions in books, in DVDs that show how to relieve back pain, or devices you can wear to relieve back pain. In many cases, one person will buy two or more similar products that are all relate to the providing relief from back pain. The more indirect competitors in your market, the more likely you're in a market with lots of opportunities and interest. Every market will have direct and indirect competitors, but all competition is good. The more competitors, the more it actually expands your universe by increasing the number of people looking for what you have to offer. So don't freak out and think, oh my gosh, there are other people doing this. If nobody else is doing something, that's a clue that there might not be any money in that market. So you should probably pick a different market. And here's another thing to think about. I earlier mentioned, what if you had or you purchased a dog and you need accessories for the dog? Well, you know what? That's why a pet grooming place, corporations like PetSmart or Petco, all of these companies compete against each other, but at the same time, they also sell accessories that you would want for your animal, and also pet food, and you want the best qualities. So why not think of, if you are a groomer and you want to reach that market, then you need to put together joint ventures. Lately and recently, I've seen companies come out where individuals buy a franchise and in their local community, where instead of you having to take your animal to a pet grooming place, they will come directly to you. So there's so many ways that you can just look at who your competitors are, what they're doing, and how you can collaborate with them to build the success for your business. Now, let's talk about collaboration, which is key. A great way to take advantage of both direct and indirect competitors is to invite them as expert panelists. If somebody sells something totally different than what you would ever think about selling, they can make a great advertiser. So someone could be a panelist, an advertiser, or both. You want to be in the information products business. You don't necessarily need to sell physical products, but information like ebooks, coaching, and membership sites. So you might get advertisers who sell physical products. If their ads do well and they keep coming back to buy more and more ads, then you can look to get into the physical product business too. Use Google to search using the primary keywords that define your market. Once Google returns some results, study the organic and paid listings. Organic listings are the free listings, while the paid listings are the people who buy advertising from Google. Write down your top five direct and indirect competitors. Get on their list if you haven't already done that, so you can keep track of what they're doing. Also, if you are really, really ready to start your own online business, I encourage you to pick up a copy of Reinventing the Entrepreneur. It will help jumpstart your personal and financial freedom. As you can see, when you are thinking about building your business, you are looking for things that you can do that can help you grow that business. And what you want to think about is how to work with your competitors. And why is that important? Because when you work with your competitors, you have the opportunity to build, grow, and expand into multiple markets. And let's show you what can happen that can help you when you work with your competitors. Because you know what? Everyone wins when you have the opportunity to work together. It's always open and above. And think about it. You know, online business today is so competitive, but if you understand how to do and work together, you know, one of the things that they teach us is in competing is to work against the opposite person. But what if you can find ways to do things that can really help you build and work together in a way that expands all your opportunities? Think of everything that you can do. And think of all the things that can help you. So, let's talk about how to work with your competitors. And let's talk about three different ways that you can do this so that you can all benefit equally and help each other. So, three ways to grow your business by working with your competitors. Does your niche business feel lonely? In trying at times, you may find help from the most unlikely sources. Your competition. You've heard it a million times. Your business or solution should focus on a niche, a specific, high-value customer group. This advice has been so often repeated for good reasons. It provides for a targeted market and differentiation, and there are countless examples that it works. Less than 6 months after a 30-day launch, MixMade is a defined category leader. We rank number two in Google search results for spicy honey, second only to Henry, a young entrepreneur whose spicy honey company gained fame for Mark Cuban's failed investment attempt on the TV show Shark Tank, yet ranking number one and number two in a category that virtually no one is searching for, is worth roughly, well, nothing. This is where your competition comes in. You and your competition will gain by growing the market together rather than fighting for the same slice of a tiny pie. Here's how. Steal from your competition. Not literally. I don't condone that. However, you can learn from your competitors even without ever speaking to them. We learn that specialty retailers like our product and generated high sell-through rates inspired. It seemed logical to hunt for retail partners, but which one and where? We looked to our competition and to other companies that sell similar products to see where they sold their wares. The result, we're cold calling specialty cheese and meat stores and have a high close rate for receiving and stocking order. Be careful not to poach your competition's turf. If they have a stronghold in certain stores or areas and your products don't offer differentiated value to a customer, go elsewhere. But you can work together with your competition, even passively, to train customers. Teach a customer that a certain type of store will always sell your type of product, and that customer will buy more often. If a prospective customer sees your type of product more often, they are likely to view the category and product as much more legitimate and credible. This makes a prospect more likely to become a customer. Get your hands dirty. But you just said I didn't have to talk to my competitors. And you don't have to, but you might be good if you did. The conversation could be ugly, but more likely you'll find that you have a conversation and a lot in common. There might even be some challenges you could tackle together. It's the reason we're all aware of the famous Got Milk ads funded by California milk processors, aka competitors. So sit down for coffee or an adult beverage, as I prefer, with your competitors. Maybe you can share some of the resources for better economy of scale. Maybe you can determine how to boost search volume and awareness for the entire category. Maybe you'll even make a new friend, one who knows your pains and frustrations as well as you. In a worst-case scenario, your competition will get some business that could have otherwise come to you. But as long as you've created a bigger pie, you and your competition will win. Have any collaborative competitor stories that worked or blew up, share them below. And now, as you see, we've been talking about the benefits of collaborating with your competition. And this is something that people don't always realize. When you compete and you fight for the same market and you advertise and you basically turn around and dog out or say negative things about your competitor, doesn't it? It will often turn off your customers. How many times have you seen this right in the election for president? You see it on debates and all of the things going on. It's like, when you see these things, do you really want to work with those people who you feel can hurt you or that you cannot benefit from? And, you know, always products are so similar that it does not matter what happens or where you are. What does matter is how you are perceived. And, you know, it's like people are afraid to be a small individual in the sea because they often think that when they compete against someone else, that they will not be successful. But the idea is, what if you offer one thing that is different from someone else? Like a corporation may sell the same product, but what if you offer that one thing that your niche needs, like the individual coaching or sitting down with them and giving them an extra hour of a class, teaching them how to use your product? That will make them more interested in working with you, so you can always learn what are the similarities, what are the differences. And when you look to your niche, if you can point out your differences and show them how you can give them that one thing that they truly want that they can't find from someone else, which is that individual attention, then there is easy to build up a market that you can compete in. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, because in today's world, no matter if your product is in the retail stores, you are competing against each other on the shelf, but you also need to have an internet presence. Why? Because many people today, and especially in the younger age group, people who grew up using computers, more and more people who don't have the time or don't want to spend the money in gas will buy more of their products on a daily basis on the internet and have it delivered directly to their home. You see it every day. Retail stores competing against each other, selling the same product. Why do people more willing to go to Nordstrom's and pay a little bit more? Because at one time, if a customer could not come to the store to pick up the product, guess what? They delivered. But now you're finding more and more corporations and retail stores willing to do that. Why? Because people's buying habits are changed. So if you understand how your buying habit is different from anyone else, how you want to reach people who have similar interests, then go online and go to the forums and promote. And the biggest thing that people, that entrepreneurs forget today, is you write articles. Let people know what your expertise is. If you say something, you have an idea or a thought that can benefit them, then they will be willing to purchase from you because you have given them more value in what you offer them today. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for either group or individual coaching, where you will be held accountable to follow up on anything that you have set as a goal for yourself.